Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony 1.
You say we need to survive. If we're going to survive, we need to deal with the elephant in the room.
Vasily, look at me. I want to hear you honestly tell me that when the time comes to do what is necessary, I can count on you.
Expect me to call for an update from you, Paul and Lena. Anzu is the signal.
Anzu, got it.
If you hear Anzu, then you need to make damn sure it looks like an accident. What do you think of Vasily?
He'll follow your command, sir. If not, then he should be treated the same as the others.
I had a woman years ago. Oksana Nepain. I would have done anything for Oksana. Obey your orders. Do your duty, and everything will be fine.
Sam, this is Abby. Meet me in the medical bay. Tim's attacked Nada. I'll be there soon.
I assume you have enough materials packed for an overnight stay. Anzu, proceed, Lieutenant. Over.
At your command, sir. We're over 9 out.
Connor?
Sorry, Alina, but you leave us no choice.
Connor!
Well, shit, you seem to have fallen right under this dangling thruster engine. Sorry, buddy, but this is the price we pay for treason. It's the way it is. Farewell.
Connor!
Gave way and both Paul and Alina were lost in the wreckage. I was able to get Alina's body free from the wreckage, but... Wait, no, that was shit. Let's see. The floor gave way and... Nah, they're gonna come back and check. The ladder. The ladder needs to be down, right? Alright, if I can just... Perfect, that'll work. Alright. Commander, there was an accident. Alina was climbing a ladder and it broke off and she fell onto... now I know why I flunked drama class. Shit's hard.
My physical shape? What about it?
In the Spetsnaz. You had combat training, right?
Of course I did.
Intelligence officer? Served in Iran?
Yes, sir. You read my profile when the crews were being assembled, sir.
You see any combat or just intelligence work?
Almost exclusively intel work and interrogations.
Interrogations? Interesting. Any fighting experience, hand-to-hand?
I mean, I've gotten into a couple of brawls years ago in my youth, but... Why are you asking?
You think you could take anyone on this crew?
I could take you.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Why are you asking me about this? What are you planning to do?
You better get prepped for your EVA, Vasily. I feel things could get messy before long and want to make sure I have good, strong people at my side. You're dismissed, Vasily.
Thank you.
Rover 9, this is Colony 1. Rover 9, this is Commander Conrad. Go for Colony 1.
Be to all controls peacefully. And address what's happening.
Fuck peacefully. Tim tossed that option out the damned airlock.
50, 50, yeah.
At the moment,
and
yeah.
That's not
how did she get she so recovers. Bad? So quick.
She's strong.
That's
he's
nothing.
Always
boy,
like
can
this.
I get some Masita made of Finn? Headaches are back. What's going on here? What happened to Nada?
Ruptured epiglottis. And stress damage to both the larynx and the trachea.
Nada was strangled. She's lucky Abby was around or we'd be digging another grave right now.
He strangled her? Oh my god, Nada. I didn't know he was actually serious about this.
What? Serious about what, Vasily?
Everyone to the command center. All crew to the command center. This instant.
No. No.
Vasily, what's happened?
Let's go.
I am returning to the capsule now. I'll need help out here to retrieve Paul's body. Rover 9 out.
Connor.
Hmm?
Connor.
Oh, Paul. Still with us, huh? That's a shame.
What?
I'm surprised your suit hasn't been pierced.
What have you done?
I did what was necessary, Paul. Huh, you're still pressurized, but you're pinned down nice and tight. Slow death has its merits, I guess.
Oh, God damn it.
Hurts, don't it? You know, in Khartoum we had a lieutenant commander. He was in charge of a raid we were launching of an enemy stronghold in a walled-off compound. I was still only an ensign and Tim was a lieutenant. And our LCDR... he'd almost got us killed twice before. He was one of those guys who should have stayed behind the desk but wanted to experience the thrill of combat. I'm sure you'd met flyboys like that. But once he got into the shit, he realized his mistake. And we had to suffer for it. When the raid came along, he ignored the intelligence about the strength of the enemy behind those walls. Got over half of us killed. Just mowed down. We took the compound, but no thanks to him. Tim and I took charge and accomplished the raid ourselves.
And your commander?
He threatened to shoot us for going over his head. For not following his orders that would have got us killed. So Tim shot the man in the gut. And I piled him among our dead brothers. We gave him a slow death. Letting him rot for hours amongst his mess to ponder his mistakes.
So, you launched a mutiny?
We supplanted him. For the good of the mission. For the good of everyone. Mutiny can sometimes be a good thing. Sometimes. We saw the threat he posed and acted accordingly. You, Sam, Nicole, Alina, you threatened the existence of the colony. We've led all of you to construct the very thing you could not under poor leadership. And yet, you still war against us. So for the good of the colony, for the good of everyone in it, we chose to supplant you. You must understand, we do not want to do this. But you forced our hand. And like that bloody day in Khartoum, you will die slow, amongst the wreckage of your ship, a symbol of you and your crew's mistakes. Colony One will succeed. It will prosper. And in the future, generations will remember the names of those who fathered this new civilization. Those who overcame adversity from outside and within. But you, Paul, no one will remember your name. Everyone you knew on Earth is dead. Those who try to side against us will be dealt with in the same way you have been dealt with. When the history books are written about the fathers of this new civilization, you and your kind will not be mentioned or remembered. You will remain nameless.
You're fucking insane, Connor. You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, maybe you're right, but look where you're at. And look at me, towering over you. You may outrank me, Paul, but you can't outdo me. Whew, I gotta get back to the colony and tell them what happened. Remember why you're here, Paul. Remember why you're in this predicament. Ponder that until your suit runs out of juice and you either freeze to death or asphyxiate. You brought this on yourself, Captain. Ah, that reminds me.
Get your hands off me!
It's okay, Paul. I'm disabling your comms device. Don't want you finding a way to communicate with the colony. Last thing we need is a bleeding heart trying to sway others when we're so close to victory.
Connor! 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 Connor, come back here! Connor, you won't get away with this! Connor!
What happened to
Nada? Why is Nada armed?
All of you sit down now.
You tell us this instant what you did to Nada.
I said sit down, Specialist Ross.
Pete, sit. Everyone sit. Let's hear what he has to say.
Listen up. This just came in.
Colony One. Colony One, this is Connor. Oh, God! There's been an accident. We're at the wreckage of the Wasp, doing our salvage mission. There was an accident. A thruster engine fell on Paul and crushed him.
Paul, what?
Yes.
Paul?
No.
Elena was climbing down a ladder. The ladder gave way and she fell. Oh, God.
Wait, what? She fell?
Shh. We lost him. I tried to free Paul, but it was too heavy and he was already gone. And Elena, the fall killed her. They're both dead.
Whoa. Oh, what happened? What happened to Elena?
I am returning to the cabin now. I'll need help out here to retrieve Paul's body.
What were they doing out at... Wait.
Rover 9 out.
They're dead?
Yes. Their clumsiness got them killed. Like Orlando and Jennifer. Oh. Your people, right, Sam?
No, she's not dead.
I'm sorry, David. She's gone. I suspect their focus wasn't on the job at hand and it cost
them.
This
couldn't have happened. This was no accident. This was no accident!
David?
David!
You had her killed!
Paul, David,
come
stop.
On, boy.
David, Tim, stop!
You're gonna die for this.
Enough of this shit! Get him!
Son of a bitch! You son of a bitch!
Get up! I am in charge here. You wanna take me on? I've given you a home. I've given you a future. You have succeeded far beyond what you ever dreamed of accomplishing before we arrived. And you're throwing it away! All of you, stand down now!
Tim, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
You do not question me. You think you can possibly take me down? Try it.
I've had enough of this bullshit.
What the fuck are you going to do, Kaya? Huh? Come on, then. Let's see how good you do this time.
What?
Why have you done this?
All of them have brought it on themselves, Nicole. Their deaths are their fault.
And how do you explain Nada, sir?
Nada... She... All of you are dismissed. You hear me? Dismissed! Leave!
Come on, everyone. Let's go.
No! He can't keep getting away with this!
Kaya, let's go. Come on, everyone. Let's go.
Nicole, Abby, come on. Look. Let's get out of here. It's not worth
it. Why didn't the GRB hit you?
Nicole.
Gerhard. Enos, Sophia, Yuki, Naveen, Sarah, James, Lisa, but you...
Silly, get her out of my sight.
Nicole, please.
Why did you have to live? Why?
Come on, David.
You're a piece of shit, Vasily. You're a goddamn disgrace. I won't forget this, Tim. You dug your own grave.
Vasily.
Mark my words.
Come on, David. It'll be okay.
You don't talk to me, Vasily.
Connor shall be returning in a few hours. I'm going to give him a call in a bit to update him on the situation. Be ready for anything, Vasily.
Yes, sir.
Vasily?
Yes, Commander.
It needed to be done.
Yes, sir. And Nada, sir?
You're dismissed, Vasily.
Yes, sir.
Two, three. Shit. Okay. One, two, three. God damn it! Jesus. Okay. Paul
Okay, one leg's out. Now the other. Come on, Paul, you fucking pussy. Come on. Lift the damn thing. Come on. Let's go. Lift. Free. Okay. Okay. I'm okay. Okay. Shit. Oxygen's good. Water's good. CO2 filters operating nominally. Batteries are good. I'm good. Okay, Helena. Helena. Connor. Connor.
Who's available to unload supplies?
Volter and Sam are finishing up getting the observatory online. Nicole, Pete, and Chloe are in the medical bay tending to Nada and David. Everyone else, I believe, is in their quarters.
I see. You bugged Sam's suit, right?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let me think. Send Nicole, Sam, Kaya, Pete, and Luke out to unpack Connor's capsule from the Wasp.
Sir, I'm supposed to be heading out on my EVA with Abby and David in less than an hour.
The EVA is postponed for the time being, Specialist Koskov. I need you here.
Yes, sir.
We need to listen in on them to hear what they may be planning and devise an appropriate response. You understand, Vasily?
Permission to speak freely, Commander.
Granted.
You say that this is all necessary for the good of the colony, but everyone is against you.
Us. You swore allegiance, Vasily.
Us. Everyone is against us. If they're all against us, how can this be good for the colony? This is a mess. And if things go south, there won't be a colony to fight for. There won't be anyone left to inhabit it.
It's us against them at this point. And no matter what happens, they need to know that they can either follow my leadership and the rules we set, or choose complete and utter failure. We're the fathers of a new civilization, Vasily. The future of the human race. And you can either be a part of the future, or you can join the others and die in the past.
Sir?
Lieutenant, how did it go?
Mission accomplished. Seamless.
Go give the crew their orders.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with him?
Shit! Son of a... What the hell does it matter anymore? Helena, Orlando, Jennifer, Andrew... Okay, Helena, Orlando, Jennifer, Andrew, Fedor, Jackie, Rachel, Beth, Helena, Orlando, Jennifer, Andrew, Jackie, Beth, Rachel, Connor, Tim, Connor, Tim, Connor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
That should do it. Alina's buried. Should we say a few words for Alina?
Sure, Sam. I'll say a few words. Hey, Alina. Sorry you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like all the others who've died accidentally, you were a loving soul who was taken from us way too early. Sorry you were so goddamn clumsy like the rest of us from MechT1.
Pete?
I'm sorry that you left Earth and came to this frozen hell. I'm sorry that we all made you believe that we could eke out a living here, and we fooled you into believing something that doesn't exist. I'm sorry for taking part in that.
Pete, knock it off.
Pete. You were a dear friend of mine, Alina, and I'm sorry that we fooled you. But don't worry, Alina, we'll all be with you soon. It won't be long now. We're all dead. Can you all see it? We're dead!
Pete, stop it!
Either we fight against him and die, or we do nothing and have him kill us. Or we die in a quote-unquote accident, or we could all flee in a MechT2 emergency return vehicle and meet the same end as Rachel and Fedor. We're dead!
Pete, snap out of it.
The great Commander Sam Flynn. If it wasn't for you killing Andrew, none of this would have happened.
Pete, that's out of line.
No, it isn't, Kaya. He's right. He's right. I lost control. I compromised myself as a leader of this mission, and I opened the door for Tim to come in. My actions led to this. Alina and I spoke to Orlando the morning of his funeral. He made me promise something. I gave him my word that this wouldn't happen again, to make sure that his and Jennifer's deaths wouldn't be for nothing, and that no accidents like this would ever happen. And now Nada's on a breathing machine, Alina's in the ground, and Paul's body is crushed under the wreckage of the Wasp. I have been lax in keeping promises to those I profess to care for. It doesn't start with Orlando and Jennifer, though. This began all the way back since we landed. Even after Orlando and Jennifer, and I gave them my word that this wouldn't happen again, I stressed peace. I didn't act. Then Nada got hurt. I did nothing. We lost Paul and Alina. Pete's right. It will never stop. Not unless we act. We've been delaying this for far too long. I've been delaying this for too long.
Delaying what?
In the military, the concept of mutiny is heresy. It's forbidden. The highest sin imaginable.
Here we go.
Shh. Treachery against your comrades. After seeing so many accidents, something must be done. I may be responsible for all that's happening, but I for damn sure can try to fix what I can with whatever time is left. I need to fulfill my promise to Orlando.
So you are proposing that we launch a mutiny, Sam?
Yes. I can't go on like like this anymore and do nothing while I watch people I love and care about mistreated and die anymore. I can't live with it anymore.
Christ.
You're not going to be alone in this, Sam.
I may not survive this, Nicole. Please weigh the risks. You could likely die from this.
I've been considering this for weeks, and I know what we're risking. It's worth it. We cannot allow this to happen anymore.
As long as you're sound in your decision, fine.
Sam, what you did to Andrew, it's something I can't unsee. It's something I can't forget or even forgive. But I believe it's something you can atone for. Personally, if we don't act, we're going to die. They're monsters, and they must answer for what they've done.
Kaya?
I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry. You knew this was coming. Eventually, our number is going to be called, and I would rather fight instead of lying down.
I would help you, Kaya. But I'm not going to take part in a mutiny. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. You know what? Fuck it. I mean...
I love you, Luke.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
He's conflicted. Maybe Luke can be turned.
We'll need to act fast. Is there anyone else who may join us?
David will. I doubt Chloe will. Abby and Walter, not sure. We can talk to them tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And? Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning. We gather everyone together, and we put a stop to this once and for all.
What do you suppose we do? How do you suggest we end this?
Sam.
Exactly. It starts and ends with him.
Sam?
Sam's going to lead a mutiny. They're following him again, looking up to him as a leader once more. They're putting their hopes of success into him. So how do we end this, you ask? Cut the head from the snake. We make an example of him.
Publicly.
What the...
Yes. Publicly.
So your plan to stop a mutiny is to kill Sam?
Yes.
Publicly?
Yes.
If I may speak freely, sir, this is...
You may not speak freely, Vasily. You will hear our orders and carry them out without question as you swore to do.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Good. Tomorrow, then. We'll gather everyone in the CC first thing. Both of you get some rest. Dismissed.
Оксана, прости меня. Оксана моя дорогая. Пожалуйста, прости меня.
I'll come by to get you in the morning on my way to the CC.
I'll be ready. Good night, Commander.
What was that? Is that a microphone? Oh. They were listening in. That does it then. That's it.
Take this ice pack with you to your quarters. Keep it on your face. And here's some pain relievers.
Thank you, Chloe.
I am so sorry about Alina.
Thank you for your help, Chloe. It's appreciated.
Just rest, David. What can I do for you, Vasily? Headaches again?
Nah, headaches.
All right, I'll get you some painkillers. A little bit stronger. Plus, I'm running a tad low on the lighter stuff. Have you been getting enough rest lately? You know, that may do better than just taking pills.
I could sleep more, I guess. Thank you, Chloe.
Hey, it's my job.
Chloe, I've tried to be a good man. I've tried to make the best decisions or to make the best out of...
Well, hindsight's 50-50. We can't look into the future. The best we can do is roll with the punches best we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Chloe. Chloe.
Yes?
Take care of Pete, okay? Keep him safe.
Pete? Vasily, what's wrong?
He's... Whatever it takes, keep him safe.
Vasily?
Good morning, this is Commander Conrad. All crew, meet in the command center at 0800. Repeat, all crew, meet in the command center in 15 minutes. Out.
All right, Sam. This is the big day. Mom, please forgive me. Dad, please forgive me. Joseph, forgive me. Sean, please forgive me. Tina, please forgive me. Andrew, please forgive me. Hiroku, Jackie, Paul, Orlando, Jennifer, Elena, Rachel, Fedor. I pray for your forgiveness. I will see all of you soon. What I'm about to do, I do in your names. And I pray for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
Sam! Sam!
Huh? Nicole? Good morning. What's...
Sam, come with me right now. You need to see this.
To think
so unreal.
Tim was going to destroy this.
Has anyone told Nate?
Where's David? Someone needs to tell him.
We are going to be self-sufficient.
I'll go tell Nada.
Nicole, what's going on?
Look for yourself.
Oh my God, is this real?
The seeds have sprouted, Sam. They're growing.
We've done it, Sam. We've done it.
Indeed we have.
You know what this means, right, Sam?
Report to the command center immediately.
Guys, Commander Comrade has ordered you all to...
Vasily, look at this! We've got plants growing! We're growing plants on Mars!
Oh, God. We have to get to the command center. Come on.
I've got to tell Nada. Pete, go and find David and tell him.
I'm going to the command center.
I'm with you.
Me too.
As am I.
Kaya. Please don't go.
I need to, Luke. I'm sorry, but I need to do this. Luke, it's okay. You don't need...
Shut up. Let's go. I love you, Kaya Olsen.
I love you too, Luke Hachet.
Nada, are you awake?
I just told her.
Chloe... How are you feeling? Happy. All of your work. You've done this, Nada. You and David, all of your hard work, you've done it. You've done it.
Chloe, Nada. I found David in his quarters and let him know. He wasn't really responsive, understandably.
You did? I thought Pete was going to.
I think Pete left with the others to the command center.
He... No.
Chloe?
Sir, I was only able to scrounge up these few.
Why only them?
Did you not hear the news yet, sir?
What news?
Sir, there are sprouts in the greenhouse.
No shit.
They're officially growing crops.
Well, that's great. Connor, lock the doors.
What the hell is going on, Tim?
Doors are locked, sir.
Thank you, Lieutenant. I'm sorry.
Sam?
Paul Kirsch and Alina Torres died from carelessness. They were both vocal dissidents of my command, and their focus on toppling my command was first and foremost in their minds. If they'd obeyed my orders and respected my leadership the way they were supposed to, they would have survived. The mission, of MECTI, has been mostly a success. In the past 8+ months since I took control, we've almost finished Colony One. Now we're nearing self-sufficiency. Under my command, we're succeeding. We're accomplishing our objectives. No one ever told us it would be an easy journey. We lost Earth, which makes our mission very critical. And every decision and action that much more important. Knowing how close we are to the edge, the only way we are to succeed is having harmony within our ranks and doing whatever is necessary to maintain that harmony. Commander Flynn, Specialist Snow, Specialist Osen, Specialist Ross, Specialist Hache. You're planning a mutiny against my command, aren't you?
Yes.
I thought so. Commander Flynn is military. He knows mutiny is amongst the gravest of betrayals. Now, mutiny is something that we cannot have here. Commander Flynn, step forward.
Yes, sir.
If I were to formally accuse you of mutiny and treason against me and my command, what would your response be?
My response will be that I bear the burden upon my shoulders completely and gladly accept any consequences suitable for my act of mutiny, sir.
Sam, what are you doing?
It's over, Nicole. They bugged my suit last night. They heard everything. I can't see any of you hurt. I beg you to not punish the others. It starts with me. It should end with me. I accept judgment and punishment for my crime.
So be it.
This is fucking crazy.
He's lying.
Tim, don't do this.
I'm imposing new rules. From now on, anyone who disobeys an order or questions my command will have food rations withheld for 48 hours and will be locked in a pressure chamber for the same duration.
What?
Are you serious?
Order will be maintained in this colony. Those are the laws of Colony One. You will follow them or meet the consequences.
And Sam?
He must be made an example of. Sam, are you ready to face the repercussions of your actions?
As long as it means no more bloodshed, no more violence, yes.
Connor, zip tie Sam's hands behind him.
No!
Vasily, follow me towards loading bay A and suit up.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. It has to be this way. Tim is the commander. And he's won.
Tim! No,
Sam! It has to be this
way.
Why? What?
Vasily, what's going on?
Motherfucker.
I knew it. I fucking knew it!
What's going on?
Connor, Tim, this is Paul Kirsch.
Paul? Paul?
Connor, Tim, I'm back. Sit tight. I'm coming for you.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz.
and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.